days on the Great Plains. Here is our boy now. The corn husk hair and a happy grin as he goes down the lane. He's happy, but not for long. Everything is so fresh, and he was running in his brand new shoes across the Great Plains, over an underground river. The world smells so fresh and new, and for a couple minutes our boy will be cute. Cruel world pollute, the vine, also bone marrow injury in the meadow, screaming in the field. Harvest time, bruises from big hands. Big hands. Big hands that come out at night to hurt you. It's bad when the hands crawl up the bed. Disembodied hands. And nobody will help you. Big hands, from under the bed. Big hands gonna stick a finger up your ass. They wait down there under the bed. Big hands, no body, just hands dragging you under the bed. Disembodied hands are gonna fuck you up and kill you, torture you under the bed. There's a cold, dark basement, and there's a lab. There's a secret little doorway under the bed leading to the underhouse area where you are molested and tortured, pitched and beaten by the big hands. And every night he goes to bed, his soul whirls out of his body, spinning so fast it makes his boy feel spiritually sick as he flies into the fluid and his body flings up screaming. The game of the decade was Frostscrabble, a modular game. You buy the basic box set, and if you can beg or chore up the fundage, you can add extra game boards, playing pieces, cards, etc. This is basically the Dreamer Kid's dream. The football tossing, go-kart spinning boys had no time for Frostscrabble. Nor did the girls. Excepting the then-rare nerd girls who would play it with the nerds and dreamers of that time. The basic set was expensive. Many kids only dreamed of having it until some other dream pushed it away. But I got a copy when I was in fifth grade. My dad would buy plots of land and sit on them for 10 to 15 years, waiting for them to go up in value. And he made his best sale ever that year. The best birthday I ever had. The best birthday of my life. Couldn't believe how many presents I got. Never again was there a birthday like this. So many presents. And I was maybe a kindergartner or a little younger. Stuffed toys, games, pop-up books. So much stuff, it took the whole porch for me in smiling ecstasy in this picture looking out at this wealth of toys sprawl about. I never dreamed of owning these many toys. But that fucking piece of shit, fucking asshole cousin from Oklahoma City comes. Just happens to be staying over at Grandma's. I gotta go to school today. All that time at school, I'm thinking, dreaming, drooling. The day crawls at school, thinking, dreaming about when class will end, and I'll get on that bus. An hour after that, I'll be home. Just a few more hours, and I can play with all those toys. Family stuff going on. Wasn't allowed to be at home playing with the toys that day. Can't wait to get at them. Can't wait to run in the field. Can't wait to enjoy the salvation of the afterlife. Can't wait to experience this pleasure, this wonderful bounty. I've not even seen all the pop-up book pages yet. I haven't popped them all up yet. Oh man, it's gonna be great. We don't want you playing with the pop-up books, ignoring your visiting family from out of state. My fucking piece of shit cousin is very spoiled. His birthdays are always bigger and more glorious than mine. He was jealous and angry. He didn't like it that a piece of shit like me would be allowed to have such wonderful treasures. So he destroyed every single thing. Tore every pop-up off the pages of the book, broke every toy, ripped the stuffing out of my cuddly new friends. It was gone. All gone. I came home to nothing but ruins. The best day of my life had been shut off. But this is before Frost Sprabble entered my life. One really cool thing about this game was the solo player mode. My cousin, half a mile down the street, also had a copy of the game, and we played it for endless hours. But at home, I played it in solo mode. So into this game, I dreamt about it at night. Initiation. Only the strong get to survive in our society. Freedom is for the rich. You must prove you're worthy of being alive. If you want to go to our public schools, the way it's proven, gripping it. At the bottom of the well is a big vat of boiling pink acidic material. A liquid that will dissolve you down to the bones, and your bones will be displayed. The weak die this way. Dropped, gotta hang on tight when the rope reaches its end with a snap. Gotta climb your way back up. With the other kids watching, a haunting wanting you to die. fall. You will be dissolved in the pink acidic material that boils and broils below. Reduced to bones while the kids laugh. Reduced to bones while the kids laugh. They want you to die. Especially the rich kids who rule the school. Almost more power than teacher. The teacher was disappointed. The pre-jocks were disappointed. I made it up the rope. At least I got to see some other kids die, screaming, swimming, skin dissolving in red blood muscle, and then white bone.